What I Take With Me in Meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. What I Take With Me in Meditation. Well, we're going to take our picnic basket, and we're going to take our nose drops, and we're going to take our this, that, and the other things. How about that? What I take with me in meditation is what is going to be my primary thought, my primary response to meditation. Now, when I meditate upon an experience that I am interested in seeing fulfilled in every beautiful way. Perhaps it's already fulfilled, and I'm seeing it continuing to be fulfilled in every beautiful way. Now, it's normal when we have a problem, we want to meditate on it, we want to think about it, when we want to give it some attention, and we want to work it out so somehow we can come to the proper conclusion, the proper response that we want to get. It's a problem. We want to come to the solution. Now, how do we come to the solution? Well, it's all a matter of what I take with me in meditation. I have a circumstance where the family is all upset and everybody is on everybody else's back and everything is muggy and very unhappy. And I am just totally up to my neck with it. And so I stop and say, okay, I'm going to go aside. I'm going to go into my room or go into the bathroom or go out in the backyard or go in the park or go away from the confusion. Now, am I going to drag the confusion along in my mind, in my thought, or am I going to leave the confusion behind and take with me balance, harmony, happiness, peace, awareness, introspection? Am I going to take with me the fact that it is already accomplished, that there is balance in my family, there is peace in my family, there is love in my family, there is joy in my family, or my friends, or whatever the circumstance may be, it is fulfilled now. What I take with me in meditation is what meditation works on, accomplishes, and is with me when I come out of meditation. Now, meditation is not some mysterious thing. It's a very simple thing. It's just thinking about something. But thinking about it lovingly and joyfully, thinking about it not pathetically, not as though it could never be, but as though it already is, already fulfilled. Now, if you concentrate on the problem, you exacerbate that problem. You give that problem more strength to be. You exacerbate the problem. You give the problem more power to continue to be a problem for you. But when I think about the solution, when I think about all is in divine order, simple as that, when I think all is in divine order, I have left the problem aside, I've left the solution aside, I've left any thinking about it that might cause me to have an attitude about it, I have left that aside. And now I am thinking only about the solution. I'm thinking only about that which is important to me. I am thinking only about that which I love, that which I know, that which I am, and that which is the thing that I want to concentrate on. Now, if there's a problem in the world and nations are not getting along well together, and I say, well, there's peace between this nation and that nation, and there's this and there's that, what I'm doing is I am spending time thinking about the problem, thinking about the lack of peace wherever it may be in lack. Whereas if I were to say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, I would bring the illumination of universal peace throughout the world on all things, and there would be no separation. There would be no separation of peace. There would be no individualization of peace. There would be no one country has it and the other country doesn't. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Peace everywhere. Peace wonderfully everywhere. Everywhere powerfully, beautifully, joyously. Peace that is eternal. Yes. No. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. When I can say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body without thinking about the hurts that I have or the problems that I have, then my reality, my original purity and integrity, draws into itself that idea, that belief, that awareness that it always was. It doesn't draw into itself. It reveals from itself that which it always was. Now, is there always peace in my life, in my world, in my family, in who I am? Yes. Is there always peace in every circumstance in my universe? Yes. Is there anywhere where there's no peace? No. Peace is everywhere. Peace is universal. Unconditionally, everywhere, peace reigns supreme. Yes. If I think of any problem, if I think of any case where there is not peace, where there is not harmony and joy and balance in any community, in any state, in any nation, in any family, in any individual, then I have given power to this lack of peace to be predominant. But when I live in the consciousness of peace, that's why we aim at the consciousness of bliss. When I live in the consciousness of peace, in that bliss, in that sense of all is in divine order, then that is what I experience. That is what I know. That is what I am. And I am nothing more than that. That is my reality. All is in divine order now. All is in peace now. All is in harmony now. All is in joy now. All is in truth now. All is in balance. And I let it go. My meditation doesn't stop the minute I let it go. My meditation continues on the idea that it's no longer in my life. I have let it go. My meditation continues on the idea that all is in divine order. And then my meditation is on the concept of what it feels like, what it is like for it to be in divine order. How is it when it is in divine order? What is it like when it's in divine order? How do I know it? How do I feel it? How am I aware of it when it's in divine order? Yes. How am I aware of it when it's in divine order? Well, I am aware of it when it's in divine order because I then am in that marvelous state, that wonderful state of peace. Of bliss. Yes, I can even say the word bliss. I'm in that state of absolute onement, absolute joy. What I take with me in meditation is what I come out of meditation with. I go into meditation with peace in my heart, and I conclude my meditation with peace in my heart. And I look around me in my meditation, and I see all in peace. All harmony, all balance, all love, all goodness. And when I am concluding my meditation, when I'm ready to say, and so it is, I see around me my family, a joyous center of peace where everybody just delights in each other's company, where everybody lives in the state of unconditional love. No judgment, no feeling of attitudes. There's nothing to judge because everyone absolutely loves themselves. And everyone absolutely loves each other. And everyone absolutely loves, loves, loves. And that's all each know is to love, love, love. And how great that love is, and how marvelous that love is, and how peaceful that love is. For that is the love that is known by all beings who go into meditation. And what I take with me in meditation is what I achieve. I do not take the problem in meditation. I take the solution, and I do not even take the solution. I take the awareness that all is in divine order, which is what my meditation would achieve. All is in divine order, which my meditation is all about. All is in divine order, which I am. And all is, and that's what meditation is all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.